From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has stressed the importance of shifting to new and renewable energy and accelerating a green technology-based economy to spur national economic growth. Transformation towards new and renewable energy as well as acceleration of green technology-based economy will become a crucial change in the country's economy. It was stated by President Jokowi during his State of the Nation address at the annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly or MPR and joint session of the House of Representatives or DPR and the Regional Representative Council or DPD at the Parliamentary Complex on Monday. As reported by Antara, he said he believes the use of clean energy and green technology will have an impact on the creation of a more environmentally friendly economy. Indonesia's Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia has issued Ministerial Decree No. 104/2021 on guidelines for managing work relationships during the COVID-19 pandemic. As quoted by Antara, Minister Ida Fauzia in an official statement on Monday explained, the pandemic is a common problem for the government, employers, and workers. Therefore, she said, handling its impact requires commitment and cooperation from all parties. She further said the government wants to emphasize the importance of social dialogue through his decree. The government expects all parties to be completely protected from the impacts of this pandemic. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin has said he will focus on controlling the COVID-19 transmission rate in 2022 by encouraging the implementation of health protocols, detection of cases, and vaccinations. In the 2022 state budget draft, the government has allocated around 250 trillion rupiah for the health sector, or 9.4% of the total planned state expenses of more than 2.5 trillion rupiah. As quoted by Antara, Minister Sadikin, at an online press conference on the financial note and the 2022 state budget draft on Monday explained, these three health strategies, behavior change, detection, and vaccination, will continue until the pandemic turns into an epidemic. The Indonesian House of Representatives, or DPR, has said it will focus on completing first-level discussions on 7 bills during the first sitting period of the 2021-2022 sitting year. The House Speaker, Puan Maharani, said the House is committed to assisting the state administration, even amid the pandemic. As reported by Antara, Puan delivered the statement at the House's plenary session on the opening of the first sitting period of the 2021-2022 sitting year at the Legislative Complex on Monday. The 7 bills comprise the Personal Data Protection Bill, the Disaster Management Bill, the Fifth Amendment Bill of the Law No. 6/1983 on General Provisions and Tax Procedures, the Central and Regional Governments Financial Relations Bill, the Roads Bill, the Village-Owned Enterprises Bill, and the National Sports Systems Bill. Now we move to the international news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will announce that Britain will launch a new resettlement scheme for Afghans who are most in need of help, especially women and girls, after the Taliban seized control of the country. Britain soldiers are working amid chaotic scenes in Kabul to help evacuate UK nationals and those Afghan citizens who work for the British government, after thousands descended on the airport in a bid to flee the country. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Johnson says international partners need to come together to help prevent a humanitarian crisis, after he pulled Britain's remaining troops out of Afghanistan following the US withdrawal by President Joe Biden. Thousands of people desperate to flee Afghanistan thronged Kabul's airport on Monday after the Taliban seized the capital, prompting the United States to pause evacuations much of the day as President Joe Biden confronted mounting criticism over the US withdrawal. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, crowds converged on the airport seeking to escape, including some who clung to a US military transport plane as it taxied on the single runway, and one person appeared to fall from the plane during takeoff, according to television footage. The US official said US troops fired in the air to deter people trying to force their way onto a military flight evacuating US diplomats and embassy staff. We end the news with rescue workers who are rushing to locate survivors of the deadly earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday as a tropical storm is heading towards the Caribbean nation. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, at least around 1,400 people are known to have died in the 7.2 magnitude quake and an unknown number are still missing. Tropical Depression Grace is expected to pass over the worst affected area later on Monday. It is feared heavy rain brought by Grace could trigger landslides. Roads already made impassable by the quake could be further damaged by rains, so aid teams are racing to get essential provisions to the quake-hit region before Grace hits. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Thank you. Today, August 17, the Indonesian people commemorate the 76th anniversary of the independence of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's commentary title is the anniversary theme for 2021. In his state address at the annual session of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly MPR in Jakarta on Monday, President Joko Widodo linked the phrase Indonesia resilient with Indonesian nation to fight against the COVID-19. According to President Joko Widodo, this pandemic is like Chandra di Muka crater that tests, teaches, and sharpens at the same time. All pillars of life are tested. All pillars of strength are honed. Patience, persistence, togetherness, intelligence, and speed, all of these are tested and honed at the same time. The pandemic mentioned by President Joko Widodo has also spurred people to change, develop new ways, leave old habits that are irrelevant, and break through the impossible. In fact, he believes the capacity of state institution in responding to the pandemic is also increasingly consolidated and more responsive. The implementation of the phrase Indonesia growing can be seen from the economic growth in the second quarter of 2021, which reached 7.07% with a controlled inflation rate at 1.52%. Even during the period, restrictions on community activities were implemented in many places due to the spread of COVID-19 transmission. The government's optimism for Indonesia's growth can also be seen from the 2022 State Revenue and Expenditure Budget Bill, which was submitted by the President on the same occasion. In 2022, the government plans a fiscal policy that remains expansive to support the acceleration of socio-economic recovery, but it also consolidates to increase the state budget by strengthening structural reforms. President Joko Widodo affirmed that there are six main focuses in the 2022 state budget policy. First, by continuing efforts to control COVID-19 while still prioritizing the health sector. Second, by maintaining the sustainability of social protection programs for the poor and vulnerable. Third, by strengthening the agenda for improving human resources with superior integrity and competitiveness. Fourth, by continuing infrastructure development and improving technology adaptability. Fifth, by strengthening fiscal decentralization to increase and distribute welfare among regions. And sixth, by continuing budgeting reform and implementing zero-based budgeting to encourage more efficient spending, strengthening central and regional synergies, focusing on priorities and result-based programs, and anticipating conditions of uncertainty. What was affirmed by President Joko Widodo in the two speeches may enliven optimism for a better Indonesia. To make it come true, discipline is needed so that the plan is carried out on time according to the target. Hopefully, all stakeholders can move at the same acceleration to realize Indonesia resilient, Indonesia grow. I'll begin today in history with August 17, 1945, when the Proclamation of Indonesian Independence occurred. The atomic bomb attacks by United States on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki became the point of Japan's defeat to the Allies. Indonesia, which was then colonized by Japan, wanted to use this moment to proclaim its independence. The Japanese government had promised to give independence to Indonesia on August 24, 1945. However, on the morning of August 16, several youth brought Soekarno and Hatta to Rengas Dengklok Town, not far from the capital Jakarta, to urge them to immediately proclaim Indonesia's independence. So on August 17, 1945, at 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time, the text of the Proclamation of Indonesian Independence was read out, accompanied by the raising of the red and white flag. Sukarno's house on Jalan Pegangsaan Timur 56 was chosen as the place where the text of the proclamation was read. Let's move on to August 17, 1960, when Gabon became independent from France. The Republic of Gabon is a country located in Western Africa. In the 15th century, Gabon was colonized by the Portuguese. But in the mid-19th century, Gabon became a French colony. France relinquished its power and Gabon gained its independence on August 17, 1960 and became the Republic of Gabon. I'll enter in history with August 17, 1999, the Izmit earthquake, Turkey, occurred. On August 17, 1999, an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.4 on the Richter scale struck the Izmit region of northwestern and western Turkey. The natural disaster killed 18,000 people and injured 44,000 others. The magnitude of the earthquake caused the ground along northern Anatolia to shift as far as 3 meters. Turkey, especially the Anatolia region since 1939, has experienced dozens of earthquakes of the same magnitude, but the earthquake in 1999 was the most powerful to rock Turkey. Baby, take mine, I want you to be my husband, kiss you my Iron Man, and I love you 3,000. Baby, take a chance, cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. I see you standing there in your Hulk outer wear, and all I can think is, where is the ring? Cause I know you wanna ask, scared the moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes, just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee, but I want it to be out of the blue. So make sure I have no clue when you ask. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband, cause you're my Iron Man, and I love you 3,000. Baby, take a chance, cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Now we're having dinner, and baby, you're my winner. I see the way you smile, you're thinking about the aisle. You reach in your pocket, emotions unlocking. And before you could ask, I answer too fast. All my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. So now I can't stop thinking about you. I figured out all the clues, so now I ask. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband, cause you're my Iron Man. Take a chance, cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Da-da-da-da-dum. No spoilers, please. Da-da-da-da-dum. No spoilers, please. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband, cause you're my Iron Man, and I love you 3,000. Baby, take a chance, cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Baby, no spoilers, please. Da-da-da-da-dum. No spoilers, please. Da-da-da-da-dum.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo promised the export volume of agricultural commodities could reach 3 times in the future from the current export, because Indonesian agricultural commodities are needed by many countries. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Syahrul in a press conference after witnessing the release of agricultural commodity exports in Surabaya, East Java on Saturday stated that Indonesia is a tropical country. Thereby, every province in Indonesia with different commodities has to be able to do exports, because agricultural commodities are needed by many countries. He also promised to encourage every region in Indonesia to be able to export their products. Meanwhile, in Surabaya, exports were carried out for agricultural commodities worth 1.308 trillion rupiah from a number of regions in East Java province. Exports were also dispatched simultaneously on Saturday through 17 ports of sea and air in the country to 61 countries, including China, the United States, India, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Malaysia, England, Germany, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan. Minister Syahrul also remarked that the total volume of export entitled Freedom of Export was 627.39 thousand tons and came from the plantation, food crops, horticulture, and livestock subsectors, with a value of 7.29 trillion rupiah. He perceived that in total, the exported agricultural commodities come from 371 regencies, and there are still around 171 regencies that have not yet carried out exports. In addition, Minister Syahrul added that this simultaneous export is the government's commitment to improve export performance, especially in the agricultural sector amid the situation of the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on data from the Central Statistics Agency, the performance of agricultural export continues to increase. In 2020, agricultural export reached 450.79 trillion rupiah, an increase of 15.54% compared to the 2019. Furthermore, in the January to July 2021 period, the value of agricultural export reached 277.95 trillion rupiah, or an increase of 40.2% from the same period in 2020, which was recorded at 198.13 trillion rupiah. Minister Syahrul believes that in the future, the achievement of the performance figure can increase up to 3 times if every region in Indonesia can participate simultaneously in carrying out the export of agricultural commodities.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانغ جن شوي بي تاي كو جو يفانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بين دو في يان دا چوان بو ودا كو جو باو هو ني ودا كو جو باو هو و
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia to the world.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in the commemoration of Indonesia's Independence Day, the atmosphere in all parts of Indonesia looks different than usual. Red and white themed decorations and red and white flags have been installed to celebrate the Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia, including in Palembang, a city in the province of South Sumatra. Besides a variety of red and white ornaments in some city corners, there is also a typical August 17 food sold by food vendors, namely Telok Ukan. In the local language, telok means egg because this food is made from duck eggs or chicken eggs. To make telok ukan, it begins by removing the egg filling from the shell. Then the egg is beaten with various spices such as pandan and a little whiting. The egg mixture is added with other spices before being put back into the eggshell. After that, the eggs are covered with cork wood. Then the eggs that have been filled with dough are boiled for 30 minutes over low heat, and after being cooked, they can be eaten directly with glutinous rice, grilled sticky rice or bongkol, which is cake made from sticky rice. When it is eaten, telok ukan looks greenish because it is boiled with pandan leaves. The texture is chewy and tastes savory. This food is even more delicious when eaten with sticky rice. Telok ukan is hard to find on normal days. This food is widely sold ahead of August 17, especially in traditional markets in Palembang or in front of Palembang Mayor's office. The price is quite cheap, around 5,000 rupiah per item. For those of you who are interested in enjoying the culinary delight of Telok Ukan, come to the city of Palembang ahead of the Indonesia's Independence Day on August 17. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id. Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rindu. Oh. Ibu.
Ini pesan Mama, tetap rendah hati, harus siap, belajar Maya. Dan selalu mengucap syukur apa yang Tuhan kasih di kakak.
Amin.
Ya.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Work from Home. Next is an example of a conversation about work from home entitled Selama Seminggu. Selama Seminggu, which means for a week. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Mela at the office. Kevin told Mela that during the week employees have to work from home. Let's listen to their conversation.
Mel, kata Ibu Ayu, kita akan kerja dari rumah selama seminggu.
Oh, begitu?
Iya.
After listening to the conversation, next I will present to you an expression and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, selama seminggu. Selama seminggu, which means for a week. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Kata Ibu Ayu. Kata Ibu Ayu, which means Ibu Ayu said. Akan. Akan, which means will. Kerja. Kerja, which means work. Dari. Dari, which means from. Rumah. Rumah, which means home. Selama, selama, which means for the duration of. Seminggu, seminggu, which means a week. Minggu, minggu, which means Sunday. Kata Ibu Ayu, kita akan kerja dari rumah selama seminggu. Kata Ibu Ayu, kita akan kerja dari rumah selama seminggu. Which means, Ibu Ayu said we will work from home for a week. Oh begitu. Oh begitu, which means, oh, is that so? Berapa lama kita akan kerja dari rumah? Berapa lama kita akan kerja dari rumah? Which means, how long will we be working from home? Sebulan, sebulan, which means a month. In the conversation, you hear Kevin says, kata Ibu Ayu, kita akan kerja dari rumah selama seminggu. Kata Ibu Ayu, kita akan kerja dari rumah selama seminggu. Which means Ibu Ayu said we will work from home for a week. In that expression, there is the word seminggu. Seminggu, which means a week. The word seminggu, seminggu, which means a week, consists of an affix se. And the word minggu, minggu, which means week, the affix se has the same meaning as one, depending on the context. In the context of the conversation between Kevin and Mela, the meaning of the affix se is the word seminggu. Seminggu is satu. Satu, which means one. So the word seminggu, seminggu, can be replaced with satu minggu. Satu minggu, which means one week. For examples, kita akan kerja dari rumah selama seminggu. Kita akan kerja dari rumah selama seminggu. Can be changed to, kita akan kerja dari rumah selama satu minggu. Kita akan kerja dari rumah selama satu minggu, which means we will work from home for one week. Another example, let's listen to another example of using the affix se, which means one in a sentence. Berapa lama kita akan kerja dari rumah? Berapa lama kita akan kerja dari rumah? Which means, how long will we be working from home? Seminggu, seminggu, which means a week. Berapa lama kita akan kerja dari rumah? Berapa lama kita akan kerja dari rumah? which means how long will we be working from home? Sebulan, sebulan, which means a month. In a conversation, the word seminggu, which means a week, is used more often than satu minggu, which means one week, because it is shorter. Likewise with the other words that shows duration, such as sedetik, sedetik, which means a second, semenit, semenit, which means a minute, satu jam, which means an hour, sebulan, sebulan, which means a month, and setahun, setahun, which means a year. The words respectively have the same meaning as satu detik, which means 1 second, satu menit, which means 1 minute, satu jam, which means 1 hour, satu bulan, which means 1 month, and satu tahun, which means 1 year. Before ending, let's speak Indonesian for today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Mel, kata Ibu Ayu, kita akan kerja dari rumah selama seminggu.
Oh, begitu?
Iya.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Indonesian with the topic of work from home atau kerja dari rumah. Thank you for listening. We'll meet again tomorrow with another different topic. I'm Niko Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Saya mencintai Ainun, tapi Allah yang menciptakan kita semua lebih cinta Ainun. Saya tidak pernah merasakan ditinggalin Ainun, karena beliau selalu berada dalam hati saya.
Seusai itu, senja jadi sendu, awan pun mengabu. Kepergianmu menyisakan duka dalam hidupku. Ku meminta rindu, menyesali waktu. Daripada kehilangan.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Kampung Halaman by Pak Ngah Suhardi. Like the title, this song tells the story of one's hometown, where someone is raised with love and affection by his father and mother. It is also narrated through the lyrics that how much he misses his parents in his hometown. Even if we are in another region, our hometown will never be forgotten and will always be remembered. Pak Ngah Suhardi is one of artists in the Riau Archipelago. He is also known as a composer and singer of Malay songs. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Kampung Halaman by Pak Ngah Suhardi. Enjoy the song.
Ini aku berada
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.